This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we are kicking off hour number one of the show. On the way tonight, we have got lots to talk about. Torgo, you got something about the extremely popular and misunderstood MySpace.com.
And poorly designed.
And horrible design. Also, coming up, adult businesses are under attack in Kansas. They are being legislated against heavy duty. We'll talk about that. Plus, we're going to start things out tonight with some just amazing news reporting. I'm not somebody that watches a lot of television news, but I had at least three different listeners send me this link over the weekend. And it's probably some of the best news reporting that I have seen in a long time. I'm not going to play the entire clip because it's a fairly lengthy report, but it's CBS4 from CBS4.com. Somewhere in South Florida is where this TV station is. And what they did, their reporter's name is Mike Kirsch, and what they did was they teamed up with an organization that investigates the cops. And I forget what the organization name was, but they just do a fantastic job. What they do is they go undercover, they take cameras, and undercover cameras, and they got a guy, they send him into the police station to ask questions. In this case, he's asking about how he can go about getting a complaint form. Simple question, right?
It sounds simple.
Yeah, not a big deal.
You've got a problem with a cop, a cop pulls you over and harasses you or something like that, you want to get it on paper, you want to make it official. You want to make sure that there's a record of the fact that you complain. Now, we've talked about complaints.
Restaurants and places where you go, if you have a complaint, they have the forms right out there. A lot of them have them right on the table so that you can take them with you. I mean, businesses want to know your complaints so they can serve you better.
Well, businesses are concerned with serving you.
Now, of course, the cops who put, service on the side of their car, they don't really want to serve you.
Well, now, there are apparently a number of police stations where there are actually complaint forms. Apparently, Tallahassee, Florida. This was a Florida report, by the way. But around the country, there's a recommendation by the International Association of Chiefs of Police that police stations have complaint forms. It's a recommendation. There's no law. They found out there's actually no requirement for police stations to have complaint forms. So they wanted to see. In South Florida, they had heard that it was difficult to get their hands on these forms. So they went around from station to station with this guy and the undercover cameras and microphones and everything, and they simply asked for complaint forms. And the variety, and of course, in most cases, the responses were just simply, no, there is no complaint form. You have to talk to a sergeant. So apparently in South Florida, it's almost out of 38 police stations, only three of them. Three departments had complaint forms.
Well, in South Florida, I mean, with all those different languages out there that the government
Miami
needs
had
to
it
serve,
in three different languages. Miami was one that had it, and they had it in three different
languages. Well, you would need it in three different languages. Okay. You'd have to have it in English, Spanish, and French just to service 90% of the population. Forget another 10%.
That is not the excuse. They didn't bother to give excuses. They just simply said, that's not how it works.
I see.
But some cops were a little bit more, shall we say, intimidating than some other cops were. And so with that, let's go to the footage. This is just incredible stuff. Here we go.
Yeah, I wanted to find out how to file something against an officer. I just wanted to find out how to do it. Do you guys have a form or something that I could take with me?
Well, you got to tell me first, and then I got to hear what's going on. You got to tell me what the complaint is.
Do you have a complaint form that I can, fill out or something like that?
Might not be a legitimate complaint.
Who decides that?
I'm trying to help you.
If there's a form, why can't I just take it and leave, right?
No, you don't leave with forms. You tell me what happened, and then I help you.
He sounds like a prison guard.
I
make the rules around here.
You missed what he said. Did you have an ID on you? Asking the guy who's asking for a complaint form for identification.
Nice.
The harassment continues.
Why?
You know what? You need to leave.
Why?
I'm going to tell you one more time, because I can't do this anymore with you.
By the way, this cop, when he says, I'm going to tell you one more time, he really kind of grits his teeth and he gets a visible look on his face. He looks like he just wants to lash out at this man. He looks like he's really angry.
He's got the rage and it's just building.
This guy does have serious cop rage. Continuing.
You're refusing to tell me what you want to do. Okay? You're refusing to tell me who's involved, where it happened, what transpired. You're not cooperating with me one bit.
I was just asking if you guys have a complaint form or like to put some way for me to contact Internal Affairs.
You can do whatever the hell you want. It's a free country.
Why are you cursing at me?
Where do you live? Where do you live?
Now he's interrogating the guy who was looking for a complaint.
Well, he wanted his ID first. I mean, that's the same question.
Did you hear the cops say, you can do whatever you want, it's a free country?
Yeah.
Now listen to how many more times he uses that phrase, the free country thing. Here we go.
All right, first of all, so you're not going to tell me where you live, what your name is, or anything like that, right?
I mean, if you're not,
are you on medication?
Why would you ask me something like that?
Because you're not answering any of my questions.
So I'm on medication?
I asked you. It's a free country. I could ask you that.
Okay, you're right.
So you're not going to tell me who you are. You're not going to tell me what the problem is.
At this point, the cop is following the man outside. The man is leaving because the cop said, we're done. The cop said, get out of here. So the guy's leaving. Cop following him and continuing to ask questions.
Identify yourself.
Yeah, all I asked you was, how do I contact
you? You said you had a complaint. You said my officers are acting in an inappropriate manner. Leave now. Leave now.
He's telling him to leave, but he's following him outside?
That's right. He's walking after him as he's leaving.
Leave!
Yes.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Neither am I. Free country. Goodbye.
You better keep walking, son, before you get yourself in some trouble. That's what he's saying as he's walking away.
Goodbye.
It gets better.
I'm not in your face. I'm standing. Sidewalk, free country. One more step towards me, see what happens.
Ah.
Wow.
Said? Take one more step forward and see what happens. Now, what you can't see, obviously, is the video footage at this point. The officer actually places his hand on his pistol and then removes it and delivers that line. Take one more step forward and see what happens. As he places his hand on his pistol. For a man who is asking for a complaint form.
I'll tell you what, after many of the stories we've heard here on Free Talk Live, I wouldn't mess with a cop at all because these guys, it doesn't seem to matter who they shoot or how they shoot them.
Right, and this guy isn't somebody that looks shabby or like a street person or anything like that. He was dressed, dressed well, going into the police station asking for a complaint form. There's a little bit more here.
Take one more step forward and see what happens. There's about
3 or 4 miles to the traffic. And I believe that is it. Yeah, and then he goes back inside the station house. And this story is complete. Well, there are a lot more examples in this particular package, this news package. We'll put a link up to it so you can see the whole thing on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So you can see some of the other cops. There are some other mean cops as well that are threatening, and they threaten to give the guy tickets. And it's really just outrageous what their responses were here. And there's a follow-up package that the news organization did where they sat down with the sheriffs. Of the heads, the top dogs of each of these out of control cops, and they asked some questions. And the newsman in this particular case, I got to hand it to him, Mike Kirsch. He's got some huevos. I mean, he literally sat down with the sheriff of Broward County, looked him straight in the eye, and just said some of the most accusatory, damning things to this man. And just the sheriff was dumbfounded. He didn't know how to respond. They typically after he'd paused for 20 seconds, he finally came back with a response to some of these guys this guy's questions. They were lackluster. It was the typical we'll investigate these complaints. And actually, what ended up happening? That cop that we just played the audio from, he sued the TV station. He tried to get a judge to file an injunction against the TV station playing that footage. The judge actually turned it down. And so, of course, the TV station ran the footage again that night.
Yes,
hope of that. More coming back. Cops are out of control. Your thoughts on that, 800-259-9231, or whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zangle could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zangle is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of cool stuff on our website, including the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, about 1,200 people actually interacting there. It's all for free on our website, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So if, for instance, if the behavior of some of our police officers in this country is disturbing to you, well, you might want to consider looking into the Free State Project. We just finished, in the first segment of the show, we just finished playing some audio from an excellent news package from CBS4, cbs4.com. It's a South Florida television station that did some undercover work. They sent some guys around with some undercover cameras to find out if they could get complaint forms from the police departments in South Florida. And Out of 38 different departments, only three actually had a complaint form. Every other one said you had to just talk to somebody. Now, if you go in to a police department, and the guy there says, well, you can just tell it to me. And you tell him, okay, well, it was Officer Manwich, and it was Saturday night, and he told me to pull down my pants on the side of the road, and I feel really bad about this. What can we do about it? Well, we'll investigate it. Have a nice night, sir. Well, where's the evidence that you were even there complaining in the first place?
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing. And if you had a complaint someplace else, and I like to relate it to the business world, it makes more sense. If you had a complaint someplace else, would you just tell any old employee that you see there? I mean, really, you know, hey, the busboy slapped me in the mouth and took my wallet. So?
You tell that to another busboy?
Who cares?
Yeah. Tell it to the cook, right?
Right, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're at Walmart and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, now, they claim that you don't just talk to anybody. Apparently, you're sent to the sergeant.
A sergeant isn't in charge of much at a police force.
No, not much.
I mean, I want to talk to the captain.
Well, a sergeant is in charge of as many things at a police department, at a police station, as a shift manager is at any other business.
Sounds right.
And if you have a complaint about a business, when something happens there, you'll talk to the shift manager.
I'd like to have some kind of record, though, that I did. If I want to have a record of having spoken to the shift manager, I should be able to have a record of having spoken to them. I should be able to write a complaint out so that I can give it to the shift manager and we can talk about it. Or I can talk to the shift manager and then I can get a complaint form and say, you know, I don't really feel like, you know, you as the shift manager, you dealt with my needs. Like, I'm not satisfied completely here, so I'd like to talk to the store manager. No
right,
big deal,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. What should happen in a situation like this, if they're going to require you to talk to somebody, you should be talking to someone who is making a written report while you're talking to them.
Yeah, they should have their own complaint form. In this particular case, the cop that we had played the audio from, he was just sitting there asking questions.
And I don't see why you can't go get a complaint form for someone else. I mean, they really should have that.
Right. Take and like the guy said, well, can't I just get a complaint form and take it home and fill it out? Or, like you say, give it to somebody else that's looking for one? Maybe they're too afraid to even show themselves
sure.
at the police station for whatever reason. And the cop says, sorry, you can't leave with forms.
Right. There'll be no forms leaving here. How do I know it's a legitimate complaint?
It's not your job
to figure out.
How do I know you're not going to go home and duplicate it, and then we'll just have blank complaint forms running about town willy-nilly? Soon, anybody can complain. Then what are we going to do? What are we going to have at that point? Anarchy, that's what.
So I think it's pretty outrageous, the behavior of some of these cops. And I think it's pretty outrageous that there's not a complaint form. Not that that's really a big deal. I mean, we've certainly discussed this before in the past. Go ahead, fill out a complaint form. What's that going to do for you? I mean, at least the only difference between having a complaint form and not is that there's a bit of a paper trail. With the complaint form, there's some evidence that you have complained at some point in time. Otherwise, there's nothing. I mean, I would never expect anything to come from actually filling out a complaint form, and anybody that does is fooling themselves. You can write all the complaints you want about one particular officer, and nothing will ever happen. Oh, they'll investigate it, all right. But what's that mean? Does that mean they're going to bring charges, if appropriate? No, they're just saying they'll investigate. They are protecting their own all the time within the police departments. And that's what this is. That's part of what this is all about. The departments that don't actually have the complaint form, it's just about keeping their buddies safe. It's about not even bothering to mess with the waters. You know, don't even. Whoa, complaint forms. Why? That would mean we'd have to read stuff, and I don't even think they probably even read the complaint forms that you probably fill out.
Right. I'm not even sure they have a literacy requirement to begin with
to actually be a cop.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they must. You must have to take a some kind of written form, and if you can't,
yeah, there are tests that you have to take.
I know,
but the other empowering thing here is you know, to get a complaint form. Obviously, the guy is he's a journalist. He's doing a story. He's trying to elicit a response. You don't need a complaint form to be able to complain in writing to a police department.
Sure,
you can write a letter, and it's an art that has to some extent been lost in the last few decades. Parents had problems with companies and organizations, they wrote letters, and they got written responses.
Well, if you're going to write a letter to the cops, make sure you keep a copy for yourself, and also
and
make sure...
see the newspaper.
Well, also make sure you either hand-deliver it, or that you certify it.
Yeah.
Make sure that that thing got delivered, because otherwise they'll just claim, oh, we never got that. If you don't certify it, they'll claim they never got it. And also, back to one other point in regards to you saying, man, what you
I hate certified mail. I just want to say that. Like, the county and there's several organizations always send me certified mail.
Okay.
And so the post office bureaucrat comes by during the day to have me sign it. And, of course, I'm working. I've got a job.
Yeah.
And the post office bureaucrat leaves me a little pink piece of, little kind of peach-colored piece of paper that says,
right,
hey, you've got certified mail. Just any time that's convenient for you between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, come on down to the main post office, stand in our big-ass line for 40 minutes.
Really?
And sign and get your piece of crap from the county.
You can't sign it and then have the actual delivery man just bring it to
you? How could they be sure that it was me? Anybody could have gotten into my mailbox, signed the little piece of paper, and be waiting to pick it up.
Wow.
See? So, you can't.
Well, wait, do they check your ID when you sign for it?
I have no answer.
No.
No, they do not.
No,
well, then they
not.
Can't be sure it would be you anyway. It's just some guy coming
it
in
is
claiming
absolutely.
To be you.
It doesn't matter. It's just it's a way for a bureaucrat to eat up a few more of my minutes, precious minutes. Some way for them to steal time. And that's how they define their jobs.
How much time they can steal from
that, you? That is really what makes a bureaucrat a bureaucrat. How can I rob a productive citizen of their time?
That's a great point. That is all they do. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to comment on the police situation, have you ever tried to file a complaint at your local police department? And what was their response? Did they even act like they wanted to hear it? I mean, if you're just going to take the complaint form and shove it in the waste paper basket after I leave, at least do me the favor of acting like you want to take a complaint from me. At least do me the favor of pretending as though you're interested in serving and protecting. That's all. Put up an illusion. These guys aren't even bothering with that. They're just being mean and heartless bureaucrats. 1-800-259-9231. Dave's on the line with a New Hampshire update. We'll talk about whatever he's got going on there. Triddle wants to talk about mania. This is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. We all know beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But in whose eye would this scene be ideal? Being left outside, wet, in minus 45 degrees centigrade. When I come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Brr! I'd hate to be a subject in the cold climate test facility in Manitoba, Canada, Ford's proving ground for the winter worthiness of its fleet of vehicles. Typical cold climate testing includes leaving vehicles outside overnight, sometimes wet, starting them in the morning and measuring engine performance, heater function, and interior controls. Yes, cars, trucks, and their drivers are subjected to the most severe abuse Mother Nature can dole out. Volunteers, anyone? Not me.
My favorite pile of white stuff is a big sand dune.
I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we want to show you off. Though it is not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating. So as long as you're a lady and you can send us a validated photo, which means that in the picture you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live, and there's a variety of creative ways to do that sort of thing, then we will put you on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Calls are rolling in. We need to go to the phones. Let's talk to Spuds in Michigan on the amplifier-only line. Spuds, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, hi, guys. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, hello. Hey, Spuds. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just a bit concerned about what I'm hearing about y'all talk about the police.
Okay.
I certainly can't argue with the newscaster's information that he gathered undercover there. And it certainly does shine the bad light on the guy.
Well, just to recap, we're talking about how in South Florida, and I'm sure this is something that goes on all across the country, there are no complaint forms, apparently. And the cops are, in some cases, very intimidating about somebody who simply was going in asking if there was a complaint form. They got intimidating. They asked really intrusive questions. Sometimes they, in some cases, they threatened violence or threatened sanctions, tickets, that sort of thing. So just a quick recap. So what did you think, Spuds?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was in law enforcement for 16 years.
Mm.
I can certainly tell you that there are officers out there that are like that. However, I'd hate to say, and I hate the way you paint the picture, that all officers are that way.
I didn't paint that picture, Spuds. Come on.
Well, it is. That's what it's coming off as. And my wife says, you know, hey, you need to call these guys and tell them that all officers aren't that way.
What did I say that came off as all officers are this way?
I think that I said something to the effect that police departments are not equipped to service people and, service people's concerns like private industries are.
Correct.
Well, that's pretty crappy, don't you think? That they really don't have any incentive, very little. They have far less incentive to service me than Walmart does.
Correct, but then again, like you say, they're not—they're not really trying to get your money.
They have something far more valuable, my freedom.
Right, but I mean, what the lack of the form itself? I know in the department that I worked at, they actually take the—it's not the sergeant that'll take the complaint; it's the lieutenant. He will take the complaint. He will make a report. And
do I get a copy of it?
I can't tell you.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know. I do know that the information is forwarded up to the chief. And I can certainly tell you that action is taken.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, I have had fellow officers who've been suspended without pay. Some of them have gotten fired. I mean, it's not uncommon.
Well, that's good to know. What was it over, do you know? I mean, what did the cop that got fired get fired over?
Boy, I really can't recall. I've been out of the department now for 5 or 6 years.
It has to be pretty bad. I mean, Spuds, I don't think that all cops are bad, but from what we've seen on this show, from the news reports that we've seen over time over the years, you have to rape a little girl to get fired from the police department. It doesn't matter. Hey, you can do almost anything else, and you'll get a slap on the hand or transferred to some other department.
Caught with drugs or something like that. I mean, there have been cops that have gotten away with felonies that we've seen on the air, and they managed to do it because they were cops. But if they get caught with drugs, those corrupt cop stories that we read all the time, those guys are getting fired.
Well, I can't argue with guys that they're not out there. I do know that they exist, and there's one, two, three, there's many in every department. And the bad part is that the officers that are working know the bad ones.
How do you feel about how do you feel about these cops in this video? And I know you didn't hear the entire thing. We did post the link. We will be posting a link shortly at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. But how do you feel about the cops giving this guy that was going into the police station, simply asking for a complaint form, giving him the 20 questions? Well, what's your name?
Oh, yeah.
Are you on any medication? What's all that about, Spuds?
He should certainly be suspended and or fired based upon his remarks. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If it's the officers like that that give the rest of us the bad
about...
name, if you guys, those are the kind of officers that give you guys the fodder.
Sure,
I mean,
of course.
They're just fire for the flame.
And you know what? If there were more decent sheriffs out there, Spuds, then maybe more of these guys would get fired, and we wouldn't have any more fodder anymore. I wish we could talk about other things. I wish that there were more good cops out there, but unfortunately, part of this investigation we didn't play. There's a second part where they sit down with the actual sheriffs, and all these guys do is sit there and make excuses. They don't promise firings. They don't promise anything like that. The Miami sheriff, he did say that he thought the sheriff should be fired. He thought that the sheriff himself, the top dog, should be fired for having people behaving like this. And when they came to the other sheriffs and told those other sheriffs that the top guy in Miami said that, they took offense to it. So,
oh, yeah.
What do you do, Spuds, when the sheriff himself is corrupt?
Well, I guess you'd have to vote somebody else in.
Yeah, but what if... I gotta tell you, if the sheriff is corrupt, odds are good he's not going anywhere.
Well, then I guess you have to... that's a good question. It's not something I ever had to face.
Now, that's good, because around here, I don't know where you're... you're from Michigan, Spuds, but around here, in these parts at least... And maybe this is somewhere up in Michigan, but there's some sheriffs around here that are known for dealing cocaine and marijuana, pulling them in from out west and giving them to distribute approved distributors around here. Do you believe that?
Well, yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah.
I can believe almost anything. I mean, I've been listening to y'all for a while, and, you know, I'm pro-freedom myself.
That's good.
Great, man.
And, you know, I had to call y'all and
Thank
say, you know,
I appreciate that. Why did you leave? Why did you leave the force?
Disability.
Oh, okay.
The what?
Disability. Disability. Buds, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Nope, that's about it. Just want to let everybody know that not all cops are bad, and you know, don't paint the bad picture of them.
I didn't try to paint
a
bad picture.
It's not that I dislike cops. It's I dislike the enormous amount of power that they have. And I think that there's a need for it, but I just see a huge amount of abuse coming down from, and that's my job. My job is to report on these things, and I see a lot of abuse, and it makes me really suspect of everybody who wears the uniform because of it.
Yeah, and of course, and everybody that wears the uniform suffers because of these bad guys. And of course, one of the reasons why we have some bad cops out there and corrupt cops is, of course, the war on drugs, which I'm sure you're no fan of, Spuds.
Not really, but I can tell you that, I mean, the one thing that I've told my children is to resist. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that if they're asked to, you know, an officer asks you, can I search your car? If you don't have to say yes. If you say no, they can't do it.
Well,
Mike Dovern have really upset a lot of officers by saying no and leaving.
That's true. You can say no to a search, and we frequently suggest that people do that here on Free Talk Live. But wasn't there also a Supreme Court decision recently that said that they can bring out the drug dogs they can bring out the drug dogs any old time they want to nowadays, and they can detain you for that purpose.
That can be done, and they can circle your vehicle with it. However, the entry into your vehicle still, you know, there's still got to be a basis for
that. Well, yeah, the basis is
a barking dog, but I you know, my mom, I grew up in a family where my mother showed dogs, in both obedience and confirmation, and you can teach a dog to bark on command. I mean, maybe I'm supposed to believe that the cops wouldn't teach their dog to bark on command, but it could be very easy just to go, woof, teach the dog to, woof.
Yep, jerk of the chain, woof. You know, something like that. It
wouldn't be that hard
to happen. Spuds, thanks for the call, man, and thanks for keeping us on track. We appreciate hearing from you. And, hey, call me cynical, but I don't trust the cops either. 800-259-9231. Try ending the war on drugs first. And, you know, I wanted to ask them also, Spuds, did you join the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition? If not, you should consider it. LEAP.cc, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, awesome group. That's a group of cops that I could really get along with. Before coming back, it is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives on our website. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We got them all for free on our website, front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Go grab them up. All right, so to the phones we go. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Well, Spuds is right, and most cops are nice on a personal level. I like them.
Yeah.
Usually. But on the subject of cops behaving badly, I have an update with regard to the arrest of 2 Free Staters last month for defying a free speech zone.
Yes, this was Russell and Kat. They were outside of a hotel. There was apparently George Bush was apparently coming into town and apparently happened to be coming to that hotel, though that's not why they were there. They were there protesting something else entirely. But they had a couple of signs that they were holding, and they were asked by the cops to cross the street into the agreed-upon protest zone. And they said, well, wait, we didn't agree upon anything. And at that point, it was shortly thereafter, I guess, that the cops came over and arrested them for disorderly conduct. Is that correct?
Right. They were in a public, non-secured area. And what the recent thing are the updates that I have for you are, first of all, they are in court on March 1st, Wednesday.
Okay.
There's going to be a demonstration and at least a small crowd inside the courtroom to support them.
Good. You guys have some fully informed jury association information to hand out?
I don't know about that. I don't know if there's going to be a FIJA connection or not. I don't think there's going to be. I'm not sure this is going to ever go to a jury.
Probably not. But hey, never hurts to get that info out there.
Yeah. And the other thing that's happening is the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union has gotten on board with this.
Oh, really?
Although I don't know how deep they're going to be involved. I don't think they're going to be there that day. But they appear to be very interested in the case, and they are involved in some form or fashion.
I'm not a judicial expert. Is this the point that they are going to be actually entering their plea on Wednesday?
I think they do have to enter a plea that day, and it's considered an arraignment, but I believe the whole thing will probably be decided on Wednesday.
Hmm. Unless they plead not guilty.
Correct. They could force a jury trial.
I think that would be the way to go on this. I mean, they don't actually think they were being disorderly, do they?
I think Kat feels like she was being a little more disorderly than Russell was. Russell was just standing there. Once they arrested him, he started yelling at the cops. So they're going to bring that against her.
Right, but they weren't doing it. All they were doing beforehand was simply holding signs.
Exactly. The arrest started before any kind of yelling occurred. He yelled at them because they were trying to arrest her husband, which,
right.
You know, you can yell at them, they'll arrest you. You can be nice and they'll arrest you. So it doesn't matter that much. But I have an action item if people want to do something about this from where they are right now, they can.
Really?
Just call the Manchester Police Department. I've got their number here if you want me to give it.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
It's 603.
I knew that part.
668-8711.
Okay, do it again.
603-668-8711?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I called a few weeks ago. They ended up patching me to the chief's assistant voicemail. I was calling after hours, and I ended up getting a call the next day from a captain. Very nice. And,
now, do you think that somebody calling from out of state, that they're really even going to care?
They may not care a great deal, but it will give them the idea, hey, this must be getting national attention.
True.
And they're right. It is getting some national attention.
That's a good point, yeah. People around the world are watching the Manchester Police Department in this particular, this point. That's a great, great point. Dave, anything else on your mind tonight?
Not too much. Russell was also, anything else was going on with Russell? He, the guy that was arrested for this, he just recently got a notified by the TSA that he's going to be fined $2,500 for his previous act of civil disobedience back in June.
Wasn't he already notified about that? Or did they re-notify him?
He was notified that they were looking into the matter, and 6 months later they decided they were going to fine him $2,500,
right.
And he's just not going to pay it.
Good.
Well, they have no authority to fine anybody for anything.
No, they don't.
I mean, there's no laws passed that say that you've got to do this particular thing for the TSA, or else you're punishable by this. This is just some organization, government organization, saying, no, we've decided you need to pay such and such.
Right. It's essentially, pick your government bureaucracy, the Department of Elections. It's tantamount to them just deciding to send you a letter saying, you didn't register to vote on time this year. $2,500, please.
It doesn't make any sense. And what did Russell do anyway? He just essentially walked up and said, I'm not going to show you my ID, right?
Yeah.
I want to have this transaction with the company that I bought the ticket from. I want to get on their airplane. I don't want you to force me to do the anal probe, and I don't want you to force me to show you ID. That was what he did. That was his crime.
That's right. And then he ended up leaving.
this is the beauty in the sense of what Russell has done, and not everybody can do it, but he has pulled himself so far outside the system. He is operating so much independent of their system that they can't really do anything to him. And what do they do? I mean, they say, well, we'll garnish your wages. Well, I don't work with a W-2 company. Well, we'll fine you. Well, I'm not going to pay. There's nothing they can hold on him. So he is becoming... He's becoming a free guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have he doesn't pay income tax. He doesn't bother with the Social Security thing or any of that stuff. And I gotta say, I think he's quite a hero. He's got a lot of courage, and we love following his escapades here on Free Talk Live. So thanks for keeping us up to date, Dave. Have a great night, man. 800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231. The world needs more people with the courage to be able to stand up to the government like he does, and thankfully a lot of those people are going to New Hampshire. A lot of those people are part of the Free State Project, and so we're looking forward to joining the fun. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Also coming up, speaking about the government, the Postal Service is angry because somebody was trying to videotape them, so they sicked the cops on the man. Tell you about that coming up. MySpace also on the way. Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time, let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. Over 900 of our listeners have taken the time to add themselves to our international map of listenership. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can see where all of them are. And then once you're done with surfing around there, you can add yourself to the map. Punch in your location, add your name, a photo of yourself if you wish, and even a phrase to go along with your entry. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. Map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hello.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I called in before and said I'd been diagnosed bipolar, and I'd like to try
Your mind.
I'm sorry?
You've changed your mind.
No, I'd like to try to give you guys a feeling for what it's like to be manic, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so just a little background. Bipolar.
What if you just drank too much coffee? Would that be what it's like?
No.
Okay.
I've got a pretty good story here for
Okay,
you.
Good.
So the background, bipolar is a cycle of depression and mania, and mania is defined as elevated mood, but you'll see why that's not a good thing.
Hmm.
So I've never had anything external to me have such control over my actions other than substances I've put in myself willingly. For instance, I saw that torture picture which put me into my manic state. Literally, it was like a combination of mushrooms and speed, and I'm qualified to make that statement.
Okay, wow.
So, I had an overwhelming desire to create things, so I made that black torture hood you can see on my entry in the wiki. I made it out of an old sweater and created a large sewing needle out of a set of plastic knitting needles by poking a hole through it with a hot bit of metal. I'll call that tweaker power. It was like mushrooms because of the wild, fast, and powerful mood swings and the lack of logic. For instance, I created that needle, but it was literally a foot long, and I didn't see any problem with that, even though it quite negatively impacted the ability to sew together the thing I was working on.
What?
Yeah.
You made a foot-long needle?
I made a foot-long sewing needle. Imagine how useless such an article is.
Not very.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I consider myself a smart guy.
Right. You were just really manic at that
point. I was really manic, yeah. Now, if
what was going through your head when you made the foot-long sewing needle?
Nothing. It was just make needle to sew thing together. That was all it was.
Make needle big. Big, because I'm angry.
Not that it had to be big. It just had to work. And it happened. It so happened to be that the side that I poked it on was the most extreme side from the sharp end. So that's just how it came together.
Okay.
Now, imagine the power of being on those two drugs without any understanding that you were on them. That's my week-long manic episode.
Right, but now you know because you've been diagnosed as bipolar.
Correct.
So are you going to be able to identify manicness as it happens, or will you still be sort of unawares?
No, I already did. I caught myself going manic once again, and I was able to put it down with my medication, which makes me very happy.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So if you were to describe the difference between a manic state and... I mean, you say it's a shift between depressive states and manic states. Is there ever just an in-between normal time that you have?
Yes, I do. I have. Well, I believe that I actually spent a large majority of my life in the depressive state, and I was able to treat that myself with pot, I believe.
Yeah,
see?
Actually, believe it or not, there are a lot of people with chronic depression that self-medicate with marijuana. Thanks for the call, Triddle, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Hour number two is on the way. We still got a lot to go over here. The videographer being harassed by the cops for taping at the post office. Adult businesses under attack in Kansas. MySpace.com. We'll talk about that and more. Your calls coming up as well. Mike's hanging on patiently. Well, he was. We're coming back. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.